Even though Mommy really worries about me. And she's sad all the time. And it makes me feel sad for her. This is really happening to me. Even though I can't move like I used to. And I want to play. And I look at my mommy. And I feel good. And I feel all her pain. And this is really happening to us. Even though I'm a very good boy. And my mommy tells me I'm quite handsome. And I am a good boy. I really am a good boy. And even though she used to call me her little man, a handsome boy, and such a smart boy, I want to feel better. I want my mommy to feel better. Whatever's happening in my body, whatever's happening in my body, I'm asking for healing for all the stress, all the worry, all the anxiety, all the guilt, this that is happening to me. I wish my mommy could know. I'm okay. I still love her. Exactly the same. I don't feel regret. I don't feel blame. This is just my experience. And I want to comfort her. And every time I look at her that way, she feels bad. And I'm really looking at her. Adoring her. Communicating to her that everything's okay. I am such a handsome boy. Everybody says so. They used to tell me I was smart. I was so smart. I'm still smart. I am such a good boy. This feeling paralyzed. This inability to play and move and do all the things I used to do. Wouldn't it be nice if my mother and I could feel connected, could have fun, even though things have changed. Whatever this is, and that noisy place they take me, I want to forgive all the stress, all the anxiety, all the fear around me. This is not the attention I want. I much prefer when they tell me I'm cute, when they tell me I'm smart, when they tell me I'm handsome. I want to feel just like that again. And I do it. With my eyes, with my heart, and I want to forgive all the fear, all the anxiety, all the guilt, all the blame, all around us, so that I can feel better. This back thing, this spinal thing, I'm doing the very best I can. I am a good boy. I am a smart boy. My mommy does love me. And it is kind of nice. Because she babies me. And I really do like it. I just want her to feel better. When she looks at me, I want her to see how much I love her. And nothing changes that. All the sadness trapped in my spine. All the sadness. Around my mom. Around me. All the fear. I'm a very good boy. I really am a good boy. Okay, so is that you that used to call him? Somebody called him a little man. Is that you, or do you know who that is?
My daughter.
Your daughter calls him the little man? He really likes that.
He likes it.
Yeah, and it seems like he's not getting called that so much anymore.
No, because she's in school.
Oh, you may have to do that for him. He really likes that.
Okay.
Okay. And That's so funny. I mean, how big is he? That is a little man, isn't it? But they're not very tall, are they?
He's a standard. He's a big dachshund. No, not that big. The first one. Okay. Yeah.
Just long.
Yeah, very long.
Okay.
And he's the most beautiful dachshund I've ever seen.
Okay, so, let's see. And something about a red ball. Does he have a red ball? It's about this big?
No.
Did he ever have one?
Yes.
I think you need to buy him another one. Okay. Even though. Lots of things have changed. I want some of my stuff back. What does he call your daughter? What does she call herself to him?
She calls herself.
You're definitely Mama.
She calls herself Lauren, but she calls him Bubba.
Bubba?
She calls Pink him Bubba. I wouldn't name him Bubba.
What do you call her?
What do I call Lauren?
Mm-hmm. Just Lauren?
Lauren, or honey, or sweetheart, or baby girl.
Okay. Okay. Even though baby girl's not around.
Baby girl's not around.
And I don't feel like a little man.
And I don't feel like a little man.
And my ball's gone. And I can't get.
I can't get.
Everywhere I used to get.
Everywhere I used to get.
And see everything I used to see.
And see everything I used to see.
I'm a very good boy.
I'm a very good boy.
I'm such a handsome boy.
I'm such a handsome boy.
Mommy even calls me pretty.
Mommy even calls me pretty.
I'm really a handsome boy.
I'm really a handsome boy.
Sometimes she corrects herself.
Sometimes she corrects herself.
And says, I mean you're handsome.
I mean you're handsome.
I'm such a handsome boy. Everybody says so. It's true. I am such a good boy.
I love my home.
I love my home.
I am such a good boy.
And I'm so well taken care of.
And wouldn't it be nice
if all the sadness could be gone? And when my mommy looks at me, she sees how much I love her. Without all this pain and fear.
All this pain and fear.
I just want to feel good. I'm still exactly the same. Even though the body doesn't work the way it used to. I'm pretty sure. I can figure out how to play with my red ball. I'm a smart boy.
I'm a really smart boy.
And I want to feel better.
And I do feel better.
And I want to feel happy.
And I want to feel like me.
I am a good boy.
I'm a really good boy.
I'm such a brave boy. And even though I don't know what that means, I believe my mother.
I'm very brave.
And even though I don't know what that means,
I like the way she says it to me.
I'm such a good boy. Okay, big deep breath. So do you have any specific thoughts coming up?
About him, yes.
Okay. Anything? Usually when I'm tapping people, it's like things go by like a slideshow.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's stuck, though? That's not
when he looks at me.
Okay, he really wants you to quit crying when he does that. Okay. In his mind, he's still him, completely him. Animals don't have the same response to physical limitation that we have. They're just like, oh, this is the experience now. I think he'll prove it to you with that red ball. You know, you wouldn't think of a paralyzed dog having a ball, but there you go. Okay, so when you think of that way he looks at you, it's very adoring, but you're seeing it as very sad. Mm-hmm. Or are you feeling sad when you see it?
Yeah, I can say when I see it.
Okay, so we're going to work on you now. And not Frank, okay? All this sadness.
All this sadness.
All this pain in my heart.
All this pain in my heart.
Frank just wants to feel good.
Frank just wants to feel good.
Loving me.
Loving me.
Receiving my love and care.
Receiving my love and care.
And I don't know how to go there.
And I don't know how to go there.
All the sadness in the way.
All the sadness in the way.
All this sadness.
All this sadness.
It's so much bigger than Frank.
It's so much bigger than Frank.
A lifetime of sadness.
A lifetime of sadness.
Over things I feel are unfair.
things I feel are unfair.
There's so much.
There's so much.
I feel that has happened.
I feel
that is so unfair.
So unfair.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me.
All this sadness.
All this sadness.
I'm seeking to let it go now. I never knew I could let it go. I thought I should feel this sad. And I'd gladly carry this heavy weight of sadness. If it changed anything. It's not making a difference at all. Wouldn't it be nice if I really could let it go? I have a paralyzed dog. That's all. He's still wonderful. He still adores me. He just can't move the way most dogs move. I have a paralyzed dog. It's better than not having him at all. And even if he does die, the truth is, this dog has given me such love, such joy, such worry and stress. And I wouldn't trade it at all. The truth is, if I could turn back time, I'd get him again. I want to relate to that. This belief, this teaching, that I have to be sad because this dog isn't perfect. In our perception of what perfect is, is really hurting me.
It's really hurting me.
And I don't mind the pain if it serves someone.
It's not healing Frank.
It's not allowing me
to truly love my dog
in a high vibration
while I still have him.
Pets die way before we do.
I want to feel good while he's here.
I want to be creative and come up with ways to play with him,
to keep him young at heart,
to allow him to express himself
in traditional doggy ways,
even with his physical limitation.
And all this sadness
is getting in my way.
I'd gladly feel horrible
if it would heal my dog.
It's not doing anything
but breaking my heart
every time this little guy
adores me.
I want to feel adored
and like it.
Frank likes it.
Frank likes
when I love on him,
even when I baby talk him,
even when I pamper him.
He likes it all.
He loves to receive from me
all attention.
I want to feel the same way.
Frank is limited
physically.
His spirit
is still huge.
I want to receive that
without this annoying sadness
between us.
There is a great deal of sadness
in this human experience.
I get it.
There's so many things to be sad about.
And I would gladly stay here
if it made anything better.
It's really not helping.
I want to feel better.
So Frank can feel better.
I deserve
to love my dog
with ease and joy.
He's physically changed.
That's all.
Everything I love about him
is still there.
I look at him
and I want to feel
everything I love about him.
And let go now
of any perceptions,
any judgment,
any beliefs I'm holding
that it's unfair and sad.
This is really happening to me.
And I don't think any animal should suffer. And if I were God, I would do it differently. Wouldn't it be nice if I could let go of all this pain and sadness and see Frank for who he is. Doesn't matter what his body is doing. Doesn't even matter if he dies. I deeply love this dog. And he has loved me in a way that can never be taken from me. This belief that he can take from me some of the joy we have shared no longer serves me. This belief that I have to miss our old relationship and have to feel bad no longer serves me. It has been a great joy, a great pleasure to have Frank exactly the way he is. I want to resonate with that. All this sadness, all this sadness that's attached around Frank, all other animals, all the times I've felt cheated, I really want to let it go now. Life is not fair. It's never been fair. I keep thinking it should be fair. I keep crying that it should be fair. And it's not making it fair. I think I'd rather feel good now. I really want to feel good now. I want to enjoy my dog in this new experience, this new physical limitation. I want to find a way to give him the best possible experience. And me too. That's what I want. And I deeply and completely desire healing of all belief, mine and others, that sadness should overwhelm positive expectation and love that I have shared. There is nothing that can take away how fabulous this dog is. And everything he's given me. And I want to enjoy all the gifts of Frank. I want to enjoy who I am, loving Frank. Okay, big deep breath. Anything specific come up for you?
Just a thought that I... I'm faced with having to put him to sleep because more of those discs are going to rupture because it's all degenerated together.
Well, and that may be true, but it may not be true. Bodies are designed, I mean, a lot depends on your belief system. If you believe that, yes, it'll absolutely be true. But why don't you try just for a couple of weeks, make a commitment to yourself that you're only going to focus on the good parts of your relationship and see what happens. Okay? And if you can't go there, tap. Okay? If you feel bad, if you feel sad, just start tapping. You don't need words. You're already feeling it.
Okay.
Okay? And see what happens to your little guy.
Okay.
All right? And I know some very good animal communicators if you want to see what Frank thinks.
Okay.
You know, and
yes,
and that can be very, very reassuring.
That would be wonderful.
Okay. Right. And you know, they don't feel the same way about leaving us.
They don't?
Nope. Nope. When it's time to go, they're like, oh, time to go. Yeah, no, they love us whether they're in that dimension, this dimension. They don't have all that. They feel bad, we feel bad.
Oh.
But they don't buy into that whole belief system that we have to suffer and feel horrible over death. Have you ever noticed that with animals? Nope, they're good. They go.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, they'll stay if you have trouble letting them go. They'll stay a long time for people. They just don't have attachment to suffering. Animals just don't. If they're in pain, they lay still. And then when they feel good, they feel really good. They just don't buy into the whole suffering thing. So.